Hare Krishna. The conscience that claims the right to dispense with conscience is pseudo-conscience. Conscience is the inner voice that tells us to do right and to avoid wrong. And this conscience is often the voice of God. It is the super soul who is present in the heart, and the super soul speaks to us, guiding us towards the right and cautioning us against doing wrong. At the same time, not all of us can hear the super soul, although the super soul is present in the heart of all of us. Our capacity to hear, our receptivity to his voice is dependent on our state of consciousness. If we are pure-hearted, Vadami Buddhi Yogam Tam Yena Mam Upayanti Te. If we have a sincere desire to serve Krishna, then he gives us the intelligence by which we can come to him. At the same time, it doesn't work out that we will always be able to hear his voice. That actually, when the super soul speaks, there are layers of the forgetfulness, layers of misconception that are covering the soul. And just as white light, the light coming from a bulb may be white, but by the time it comes out, if it is surrounded by a red film, a red tube or a red glass, then the light that comes out is right. So like that, the pure guidance that comes from the super soul can become distorted by the time it comes out to us. So it's no longer the super soul's guidance, it's our own mind's concoction. It's the concoction or the distortion that is coming because of our own conditionings. So recognizing this, we need to be careful not to assume that the voice that we hear from within is actually the voice of the super soul. Nowadays, there is a trend where people say that, oh, my conscience told me to do this, and my conscience is inviolable. Therefore, I'll simply do what my conscience tells me to do. And my conscience is telling me to say, give up devotional activities, so no more read the Bhagavad Gita, no more chant Hare Krishna. My conscience is telling me that I should no longer worship Krishna. Now, actually, if the conscience were the voice of Krishna, then that voice will never tell us to give up Krishna. Yes, there may be certain things which may be, certain specific situations which may be unfavorable for our bhakti, and we may find that a particular place or a particular activity within the bhakti may not be suitable for us, and we may give that up and go somewhere else. That is sometimes in the material world also, certain situations may become unfavorable for bhakti, although they may be favorable for bhakti for others. So the point is that the specifics may change, and the principle, however, does not change. The super soul always wants us to serve Krishna. So sometimes some people, especially those who are extreme liberals, liberals are themselves those who say that anyone can, who say that we are not dogmatic about anything. We are open to all schools of thought. But extreme liberals are those who say that actually there is no school of thought that is right. Because there are so many opinions and all of them are true for them. But there is no absolute truth. And therefore they say there is no absolute sense of right or wrong. So they say that this whole idea of something being right and something being wrong is itself wrong. And such people, they say, my conscience tells me that there is no such thing as conscience. So what is a conscience for you is only for you. And if it's not for me, then it's not for me. So they really, such extreme liberals reduce everything to just relativity, moral relativity, metaphysical relativity, relativism, we could say. And in that way, there are no standards left. So such a idea of conscience, so the conscience that dispenses with conscience is not conscience. It is pseudo-conscience. It is the conscience that, it is the voice of ignorance that is manifest, that is pretending to be the voice of intelligence or conscience. That it is pretending to be actually put it, by putting on a garb of something which it is not, it is out to mislead us. So pertinently, Krishna says that even our intelligence, which is supposed to guide us upwards, even that intelligence can be in different modes. And adharmam dharmam itiya manyate tamasavritaha sarvarthan viparitamscha buddhi saparta tamasi. So Krishna says adharmam dharmam itiya, that which is mistakes adharma to be dharma, sarvarthan viparitamscha, in this way it considers everything to be the opposite of what it is, buddhi saparta tamasi. Such intelligence is actually intelligence in ignorance. And in this way, we get trapped, we get entangled, we get degraded. So we have to be careful that our parameter for deciding what is the right and wrong is not simply the voice of conscience. It is the voice of conscience that is in resonance with the voice of scripture. Guru Sadhu Shastra are the primary barometer for our guidance, and the conscience will reinforce what we learn from Guru Sadhu Shastra. When the conscience goes against Guru Sadhu Shastra, we have to know that it is pseudo-conscience. Thank you. Hare Krishna.